When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Through the works of the Gospel.
My dear brothers and sisters, we continue to celebrate the various feasts that surround the nativity of our Savior. Remember, last Sunday we celebrated the feast of the Holy Family of Nazareth, of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. On Monday, we celebrated the motherhood of Mary, Mary, Mother of God. And today, we celebrate the feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. And tomorrow, we shall celebrate the baptism of our Lord, and that will mark the end of the Christmas season. First of all, I would ask that we remind ourselves of the meaning of the word epiphany. The word epiphany from the ancient Greek epiphaneia means the divine manifestation of Jesus as our Lord, God, and Savior. In its totality, the term epiphany refers to all biblical events in which our Lord Jesus Christ was revealed as God. We have among these events the Nativity, the Christmas itself is the epiphany. Remember, the angel said to the shepherds, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So these angels were revealing to the shepherds that the one who is born is a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. It was an epiphany. Also, during the baptism of Jesus, as we shall hear tomorrow, those will come to Mass. The evangelist Luke will tell us, "And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form as a dove, And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This was another revelation of Jesus as the beloved Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. Also, after the miracle at Cana in Galilee, St. John tells us that this first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory. See, this was another manifestation. And manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. And today, in a special way, we celebrate the real Epiphany as it was carried out through the three wise men, the Magi. Let us reflect more deeply on this event. The Magi were people well known in older times, capable of interpreting dreams and foreseeing the future by looking at the stars and observing the flight of birds. They were also able to interpret God's will through the way things happened. We are not surprised then when we hear that the Magi interpreted the appearance of a star as a message from heaven. Some traditions give us their names as Melchior was from Persia and is the one who brought gold to Jesus. Another one was Gaspar from India, who brought frankincense, and Balthazar from Arabia, who brought myrrh. These were very precious gifts in the time of Jesus. The gifts themselves were prophetic and epiphanic in nature, revealing different offices of Jesus. Gold was a very valuable gift given to kings, exclusively to kings. And in this case, it reveals Jesus as a king. Frankincense reveals him as God, for the sacrifice of incense was offered only to God in the temple. You recall that Zechariah was offering the sacrifice of incense to God in the temple when the angel appeared to him and brought to him the news of the birth of John the Baptist. He was in the temple offering the sacrifice of incense to God. And myrrh reveals him as one who will suffer and die, for it was an embalming ointment. We read from the Gospel of St. John that Joseph of Arimathea was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. And Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 25 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with spices in strips of linen. And this was in accordance with the Jewish burial customs. This we read from the Gospel of St. John. So this gift is anticipating the death of Jesus. In general, the three gifts give us a summary of what will happen to this child, the newborn king, the child Jesus. They give us a summary of what will happen to him in the future. They reveal him. They play a role of epiphany. So what can we draw from these events? First, these wise men followed the star, and it was by following the star that they were able to reach an encounter with God, the newborn Savior. We too have stars which can lead us safely to God. First, we have the Word of God, the Scripture. If we meditate seriously and put the word of God into practice, then it will be a star which will light our path and lead us to God. For Psalm 119, verse 105 states, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Secondly, we have the guardian angels and the life of saints. These two are our stars. If we allow ourselves to be guided by angels, our guardian angels, and imitate the lives of saints, we'll be sure of seeing God face to face at the end of our earthly pilgrimage. When the Magi entered the great city of Jerusalem, they met King Herod. In every sacred writing, Herod is depicted negatively because of his brutality, because of his envy and jealousy. He was certainly interested in the child of which the Magi spoke, not in order to worship him, as he wished to make them believe by lying, but rather to kill him. Herod was a powerful man who saw others solely as rivals to his throne. Therefore, the birth of a new king of the Jews was not the good news to him. Yet we should ask ourselves if there perhaps something of Herod also in us. Might we too sometimes wish evil and do evil to others? Might we too sometimes grieve at the prosperity of others and rejoice at their misfortune and assail their very life? These three wise men gave to Jesus very valuable and meaningful gifts. What do I normally give to God? Do I normally give valuable gifts to God as I should? Perhaps sometimes my prayers are not answered because I don't give back to God much as I should. For Jesus tells us, and I quote, "The measure you give out is the measure you'll get back. Indeed, you receive a full measure, a generous helping poured into your hands," from the Gospel of St. Luke. Also in the book of Malachi we read, "Bring a full amount of your tithes to the temple. Put me to the test, and you'll see that I'll open the windows of heaven and pour out on you in abundance all kinds of good things." End of quote. So what gifts am I planning to give to Jesus this year? Among other things, I would suggest that you give him one which he needs most from you, your time. The Jews did not have time for Jesus. The Magi arrived with the impression that everybody in Jerusalem would be fully aware of the birth of the Savior. But to their astonishment, neither Herod nor even his close associates knew about it. They didn't even know the whereabouts of the Holy Family. Herod even dared to seek some information from these foreigners, asking them, "Go and find out, after I have known where this new king is, come and bring me word, that I will go and worship him." He's seeking information from the foreigners. It was ridiculous. It was long proclaimed by prophets that Jesus is the king of the Jews, the desired of all nations. yet none seems to know his birth. They were totally indifferent, with no time for Jesus, even seeking to kill him. But as for us, let us show concern for Jesus. Let us make time for Jesus. Let us give our time to Jesus. Give Jesus your time in prayer. By coming to Mass every Sunday this year, you can make a firm resolution right from the beginning of this year that I'll not miss any Sunday Mass this year. Give Jesus your time in prayer, at least 15 minutes a day, if you happen to be too busy. Here is a saying you can rely on. A prayer a day will keep all your problems away. May God bless you. Amen.